You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon. Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. Dr. Carolyn McLeod in studio with me. We're talking head and neck cancer because it's Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month, isn't it? That's right.
Yes, every month the Cancer Society has different cancers they like you to focus on.
Yes.
And we're going to focus on the squamous cell cancers of the head and neck. We're going to not talk about lymphoma or the big lymph node cancers or thyroid cancer. This is the cancers that start with your lip into the oral mucosa that go include your gums, also the nasal passages, the sinuses, and what they call the pharynx, or this area behind the nasopharynx is the area behind the nose. The oropharynx is the area that includes your throat where you get sore throats and tonsils, which is behind your mouth. And then you have the hypopharynx, which is the lower pharynx, which includes your larynx or your voice box and the covering of that called the epiglottis.
So that whole oral cavity, basically, including the nose. So what are the primary symptoms of head and neck cancer?
So anytime you have a sore in your mouth that won't heal or a white spot in your mouth that won't heal, that's for oral cancer. And your dentist should help you pick that up. Or if your dentures aren't fitting anymore, or you have any kind of sore that doesn't heal. As far as if you can imagine behind in your nose, if you're having chronic blocked sinuses, it just won't quit running, and it's not allergies or something.
Yeah.
And then, of course, because the eustachian tubes, which go from the ear into the back of the throat, if you start having trouble equalizing your ears or some tinnitus, that sometimes can mean there's something going on back there. If you notice enlarged tonsils, you have trouble swallowing, you have trouble breathing. Hoarseness is a really bad sign for voice box cancer.
Right.
Those are kind of things. Yeah.
Okay. What are the primary causes most of the time?
So 75% of head and neck cancer is due to tobacco use and alcohol use. And if you combine the two of them, you increase your risk. So each one is a risk factor for head and neck cancer. And then third is human papillomavirus. We know some of the same viruses that cause cervical cancer, like HPV 16 and 18 cause oral cancer. And as people have stopped smoking, we're starting to see an increased risk from HPV.
Right.
Causing it. And chronic smokers of marijuana, it's dose dependent. Usually they're also smoking and alcohol, so it's hard to look at. But everybody's seen a spike in 20 to 40-year-olds, people that use a ton of marijuana.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So smoking, alcohol are primary causes of that sort of thing.
And they haven't there's a human papillomavirus vaccine, Gardasil 9. It's fantastic. You want to get it between 11 and 13 if you can, as a boy and a girl. And it's given free in the schools. And it's really $170 a dose vaccine. So if you can get it, get it. Because it hasn't been shown to reduce oral cancer, but we suspect it will, just the same way it's showed a reduction in cervical cancer and other genital cancers in men. So it's very important vaccine to get. And it's, so I hope people will get the Gardasil vaccine. Now, it's very interesting. I called the company. I said, why do you have an age limitation of 45 on the vaccine? And it's only because they didn't do the studies past 45. And the government allows you to give it to people that are high risk. Because I worry about women or men that have been married for years, one of their partners dies or they get divorced, and they're going out on the single scene. Because we're seeing a huge spike in human papillomavirus in older women, as well as the other sexually transmitted diseases. And we're also seeing a spike in human papillomavirus causing cancer in young women because of change in sexual practices. So it's oral cancer. So what we want to do is we want to prevent oral cancer. We want to stop smoking, do everything we can to do that, stop drinking, take care of our health, get the vaccine that we get, and get good dental hygiene. And I don't think a lot of people realize that their superannuation and their retirement funds, some of them are invested in, still invested in tobacco and alcohol, which blows my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, Dr. Caroline, always a mine of information, you know. I'm always blown out by what you know and your interest, you know, because you must read an incredible amount.
Yes, I'm a voracious reader, and I'm just love to suck up knowledge. I enjoy that. Thank you for appreciating that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you share it. That's, you know, that's the whole thing. It's all about, because education is what will help people at the end of the day, isn't it? Is understanding, getting an understanding of things.
And I'm passionate about prevention. I want us to focus on making a great society. I don't want us to be sick and be disabled. I want us to be healthy and happy and creating a beautiful world.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's awesome. I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Dr. Caroline McLeod from Ocean Health Clinic. We're listening to 4CA, Sarah Spott. Thank you.